Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone-Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an artist, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you today? How's everything treating you?
I'm exhausted, but I'm good, Cindy.
Okay. Why are you exhausted? What's happening?
Well, this morning my wife had to drive in that lovely, lovely weather that we had today. So, the LIE kind of looked like the zombie apocalypse. So, of course, I sat on the phone with her while she was on her drive because she was nervous doing it by herself. So, so we got up at like 3 a.m., like 3:20, and then she left the house at 10 to 4. And then by 4:15, she was already on the phone with me. So, you know, we sat on the phone until she got to her destination at 5. And then I just couldn't fall back asleep, and I had to be up at 6:30 because both of my sister-in-laws needed my help with the children today because they had a wedding in the city. They're a hairdresser and a makeup artist to be in the city. So I had to run out to Babylon, and I had to grab my niece, and then I had to run back to my house and wait for my godson, for my nephew. Then I had to drop my nephew off at pre-K. And then I had to run my niece back over to her school in Babylon. It's a lot of running around. And then I had to work a full day for not one but two jobs.
Oh, my goodness. So it's been one of those long, 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 long days, huh?
Oh, yeah. And it's not going to let up either because tomorrow I have to drive Lisa over to her friend's house so she can carpool with them because Lisa and I are working up at Bethel Woods together on Friday night. So I'm going to be dropping Lisa off by 5 o'clock in the morning with her buddy that's going to carpool with her. And then I have to, meet her out in Brooklyn at the end of her work day, which is going to be around 4 o'clock. And then we're driving up to Bethel so that we can work the Pitbull show.
Wow.
And we'll be doing that to only God knows when. So, yeah, it's going to be a long couple days.
Well, I hope you get some rest, okay?
All right.
I hope you get some rest. You know,
as long
and,
as I'm not sleeping
you know,
when I'm resting, it's fine.
Oh, well, interesting enough, the weather was kind of horrific yesterday. I mean, this is,
God,
it just seems to be like it's the days where you're running backwards. I mean, you know, I have two brand new HP computers, a laptop and a computer, and all of a sudden I couldn't open any of my Word documents yesterday. I couldn't open any of them. Isn't that lovely? It is lovely. You know, and,
absolutely,
you know,
lovely.
I have like a deadline on the book to do in like 2 weeks and I can't open it, you know, like, and 2 hours with Microsoft. And basically I had to just like, you know, Microsoft 365, I don't know, got contaminated or whatever. So I had to like, reboot the whole thing, and then it came back with 2 hours. You know, I was like, I needed that.
Oh,
yesterday.
Boy.
You know, it seems like,
yeah.
You know, there's always something because we have so many electronics now, there's always something breaking,
mm-hmm.
not working, you know, and it's always things that are relatively new, too, that you're not expecting a glitch in something new, you
oh,
know,
yeah,
which
absolutely.
Is annoying. You know, I think that's the most annoying part about it, that, you know, you just don't expect,
Yep, you're right. You're right.
And
you know, you think you're buying new,
so
you have less problems, and it winds up just not being that way at all.
Right. I mean, and you never know, like, trying to figure out why these things are doing these things. There's no one on earth who knows why it's doing it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like, because a lot of these are new programs, new things. So there's not answers for this stuff. So you always feel like, oh, it's something. And people are always like, well, what did you hit? What button did you hit? I didn't hit anything. But I turn it on. You know what I mean? I turned the computer on, you know? And, you know, it was just crazy. So I'm glad today's a new day, because yesterday seemed like to be the endless day of, like, it was one thing or another going wrong. So thank God we have today.
Yep.
So we have a lot of listeners. You have to give the little spiel if they want to talk to us what they have to do, because I think some of the new callers don't recognize the numbers.
Yeah, there's actually there's a couple of people on here that look relatively new. So if you would like to speak to myself or Cindy this evening, please press number 1 on your keypad, and then that will give us a little alert that you would like to talk to us today. As always, I never, ever screen the first caller, so whenever you hear me identify you, it will always be by the last 4 digits of your phone number. So right now, somebody did press the number 1. Last 4 digits of your number are 8965, and let's see who's there. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi,
how are you?
Good, and who is this, and where are you calling from?
This is Allie. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Allie. Is this my Allie in Florida?
This is your Allie in Florida. How are you?
Good, because I didn't know. So are you loving it there yet, or what?
I am loving it, yes, definitely. I'm very happy that I moved. So many people have, like, commented that I, like, look so much happier being here, and I am.
Wow. And, you know, you're a very interesting character because, you know, you have this, like, you know, this new career that you're trying to build. And how is that going?
It's not. There's apparently a lot of competition out here, and I've been on 2 interviews, the 2 I could find, because I've called up, like, a bunch of places asking. I've been a little bit intrusive, like, I guess, in that way. I just call somebody up and I'm like, hey, so this is the deal. Do you, like, are you looking for anybody? They're like, I don't think so. But so the 2 interviews I have been on, I didn't get. And then I was like, oh, maybe this is like maybe I should just focus on my own business. And, like, I started building a website and have, like, all these ideas. But my problem is that I have no money. And I mean, I have something to fall back on. Like, I could totally go back to what I was doing, but it was so bad when I was doing it that I'm, like, almost in a way, I don't want to sound dramatic, but, like, in a way, traumatized. Like, it's like I'm afraid to go back to it because of how bad it was.
Wow. And, well,
yeah.
I don't see you're necessarily going back to what you did before. You know, maybe briefly.
Yeah, I don't feel like that's the right move either.
You know, it could have to be for a brief period of time, but then you're definitely going to be building your own business. And, you know, it's just a little frustrating because I think you thought that you would have already been a little further along. Why don't you tell our listeners about your business, by the way, because it's very interesting. You know, people would love to hear about it.
I am a health coach, and I actually was just talking about this with somebody the other day. There's, like, an oversaturation of people claiming that they're a health coach, you know, without, like, education or degree, but I do have both. And I work with mostly women with weight loss and emotional eating and kind of just mostly self, like, coming to accept yourself and love yourself, you know, where you're at. And that's been, you know, my main focus, although I've been distracted at times, you know, with moving everything. But yeah, I really love it. I love seeing people just change. It's so nice, but it, you know, it's tough reestablishing and establishing, actually, I think, in general.
All right, and also, can you do your job online? Can it be bigger than, or does it have to be in person?
Nope, I can do both. I can do online or in person.
Okay, so I mean, you know, do you want to, like, maybe, like, mention your website or your where they can contact you, because, you know, we have a lot of listeners who might be interested. So, you know, you can certainly self-promote right now if you'd like to.
Thank you. Well, the website is almost up. It's ascensionwellnesshc.com. And then on Instagram, my Instagram handle is ascendyoself. So it's the word ascend, Y-O, self. And I plan to do, like, small group coaching and host workshops and stuff like that. I'm just working on pulling that together.
Wow. Well,
so
it
those
looks
are like they're going to be more opportunities than just one-on-one coaching.
Right. That's what it looks like here. You know, trying to get yourself. It does take a little while to build a business. So, you know, in the meantime, you might have to take something. I mean, you also tend to be a very good nanny. Would you want to just do that maybe to, like, so it wouldn't be as stressful as what you did before?
Yeah, I was thinking of that. My only hesitation with that is, like, considering the family. Like, I would hate to, because I did this in New York recently, and I didn't plan on moving to Florida this year, but I got with a family, ended up loving them. They loved me, became very close, and then I had to leave. And I think I feel bad doing that to somebody else. So that was my hesitation with that. But I feel like that might be what I have to do, you know, just to play it safe.
Right. Give that a try, because at least you're good at that. And even if, you know, you stay a few months or whatever, you do your job, and, you know, it's not like, yeah, they fall in love with you because you're a nice person, but, you know, you do your job well. But there's nothing bad in your cards. It just looks like moving forward with your career a little bit is going to take a little time. But it looks ultimately very good. But it does look like a little source of income is going to have to come in, because you're an old soul. You're going to worry about money otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
I really lost.
Yep.
Are you starting to worry about it now?
Yes. That's why.
Right.
You know what's funny? I have on my phone an alarm set, and every week it goes off and it says Cindy's show, right? Because I like to listen in, just like, even if I don't need anything, like, sometimes you get what you need listening to somebody else's story, you know?
Right,
and
exactly.
So I listen in when I cook dinner and all that other stuff. So it went off, and I was like, all right, yeah, and I swiped it. And then it went off again, and I was like, okay, maybe I should just join it and do it and just check it out.
Maybe I need to call into Cindy and let her, like, tell me. It'll all work out, but try to figure out some sort of, you know, job that you could do. I mean, I think you would like the nannying better than going back to what you were doing.
Yeah, I think so.
Because of the level of stress. And nanny jobs, or, you know, that kind of job seems to be not easy to come by, but, you know, people need that a lot. So you know, give that a try. And then, you know, do your online presence as much as possible. Are you working on that?
Yes. For me, you know, you told me this last time we spoke, it's just about being consistent. And I saw this video recently that was like, you know, come up with 5 things that you focus on, and then you can break them down into 3 each, 1 to educate, 1 to inspire, and 1 to entertain. And I, like, want to follow that formula, because it'll give me, you know, the content. Because sometimes, I told you this, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I know I need to post, but I don't know what to post, and I want to do the 1 tip a day thing. I was having to formulate, this is the other thing, because you know me, I want it to be, like, perfect and presentable and all of these things. So I, like, have this whole plan in my head of, like, it's going to be this with this box, and then I'm going to write in the box, and I've just been so unmotivated, and it's not because I'm unhappy. I'm just, like, I think maybe overwhelmed.
Right. Well, that's also, you're kind of a little bit of a perfectionist, and and that isn't good in, like, this modern day business. Okay, we have to move faster and swifter, which isn't a strong suit for old souls, by the way. Okay, because they're not bullshit artists; they're thinking all through, blah blah blah. But it almost seems like, you know, I know I have some clients that have made it pretty big on TikTok, and they just do this crap that takes them like 2 minutes to do, and like
I know I love
it out.
TikTok.
They don't sweat it out. They just do it. So
well, that's what I do. I sweat it out. I'll sit there and literally physically sweat trying to do dance moves and like so ridiculous.
Right. So it's kind of like, let's see if we can just come up with something that you can kind of do that doesn't stress you out so much. And yet we'll get you a little more online presence there. You know, I mean, it's because it just looks like a little more marketing is what you need. But,
yep.
You know, ultimately this business, you know, should do very well. It is, you did pick a field that's a little hard to launch. Okay. You know, some careers are a little easier to launch than that one, but you have to be really diligent at it. And, you know, not get discouraged and just keep trying. But, you know, even trying to get some Zoom classes going or something that you get just your name out there and known. But, I'm not too worried about your money situation because it looks like you will find something temporary as you're building this, which will then allow you to relax. Because if you're, like, uptight about money, you're going to have trouble creating content. You know?
Yeah.
It's like... You know, Virginia Woolf
that's
said a
like
woman needs a room of her own, and that's pretty much
yeah.
what it means.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing, you know, poverty does not make for creativity. Okay.
No.
You know?
And I actually do have a room of my own to do that in, which is kind of funny that you said that. But
okay.
That's been my week all week because I've been so stressed that I, like, can't get to the computer. I mean, I made a few TikToks yesterday, but I didn't post them yet.
Okay. And again, try to, you know, post them, get them up there, and have a little fun with it, you know. I think what people like about the, you know, TikTok is when people are authentically themselves. That seems
yeah.
to get, and you're always, you know, authentically you. That much I know
uh-huh.
about you. So, you know, call in again and let us know how it starts to play out. But
yeah, I will.
But I'm glad that you like your move. Like, you're glad you made the move.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I'm so glad that we did it. It's definitely been a game changer. And, you know, like, with my family BS that's going on, I'm like, well, like, there's a bridal shower coming up, and I'm, like, so sad I can't make it, but not really because there's drama already. And I'm like, oh, see ya.
All right, isn't that nice? You know, so and now... Because you don't have all that family drama, you can focus on your own business
mm-hmm.
and focus
yeah.
on, you know, moving that forward. Because it, you know, and you, 2022 is, again, I say almost every radio show, is the year for older souls where all their hard work is supposed to begin to manifest. So right now, it shouldn't
yeah.
necessarily be manifesting for you. It's still supposed to be like, let's pause, let's reset our life, let's start setting up for 2022. So you want to get everything in, all your ducks in a row, so when 2022 comes, you're ready to fly.
Yeah, and you're like right on the money because these are all the things that I think, and I know these things. I think I just have trouble, like lately especially, I've been meditating, I've like, you know, felt like I've been trying, and then other times I feel like I'm not for sure. But I'm, like, trying to trust myself and, like, trust the process, but I've been having such a hard time doing it. But you saying everything that you said tonight, like, kind of just confirmed everything that I've been thinking, and, like, thank you. I really appreciate it because I just needed, like, to hear it from someone that, like, wasn't Ryan as much as I love him.
Oh, yeah, we love Ryan. She has the best significant other, Ryan. He's like the best, this guy. So, you know, he's one of my favorite clients.
You know what he did yesterday?
He's what?
Yesterday was my birthday. Yesterday was my birthday, and he got, like, is a 15-minute long video of so many different people just wishing me happy birthday. It was the best, and I cried.
Wow, well, happy birthday. And, you know, the best time for a reading is close to a birthday. So you're a little spirit guide. We're telling you, call in tonight and you'll actually
right?
get through. You know, you'll get through, you know. So interesting enough, you couldn't get a better time for a reading than this close to a birthday. So that's really excellent. So, you know, and I do miss you. That's why I'm glad you called in, you know.
I know,
I love that.
Cindy, I'm going to interject for just real quick before you sum up this call, okay? Because while you guys were chit-chatting, our next caller is going to be a gentleman by the name of Ron, and he is calling us from Florida. And he just so happens to work for a medical company, and he heard you talking about your website, and he would like you to repeat that so that he can try to connect with you because they've been looking for somebody just like you if you're interested.
Wow.
Okay, so say it slowly,
so
spell it.
So let's say it nice and slow so that Ron could write it down while he's in the queue, so that this way he can try to connect with you and you guys can talk shop and see if there could be a relationship there.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Okay, the website, this again is not up, so I'll do my Instagram as well or my email.
Do wherever you can contact you the fastest, you know?
Yep.
Okay, all right. So where you can contact me the fastest is Ascension, so like you ascend, Ascension.
And it's A-S-C-E-N-S-I-O-N?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
A-S, you know, Ascension, and that, what is it, Ascension?
Wellness. So
wellness, all one word, Ascension.
Mm-hmm. Yep, HHC, so that's for holistic healthcare, HHC, @gmail.com.
Beautiful.
Okay, beautiful. So that's so great. So, Allie, you know, remember, make a little money so you don't have to sweat it out so much, please. And
thank you. I really appreciate your help tonight.
And call in again. We love you. Bye.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye. Well, thank you, Nicole, for interjecting that. So,
it was so funny because Ron exactly, you know what, it just goes to show you like serendipity because Ron was actually calling in about himself. He had a question, and he's a first-time caller, Cindy. And he's never called in before. He's never met you before. And he had a question, and he called in so that he can get his question answered. But when he heard Allie talking about that, he's like, well, ironically enough, I own a medical company, and we've been talking about bringing somebody on that's, you know, nutritionist, holistic, this and that. So he goes, I really would love to connect with her if I can. So good. I'm so glad. It was just right that Ron called in tonight when Allie was on first.
Well, you think that somehow, you know, the spirits were telling me, please, could you just, like, talk about her, which she does a little bit, you know, throw that in?
Yeah.
So, and she's such a wonderful human being, too, so, and very good at what she does. So,
awesome.
Now, what is Ron in Florida?
Oh, right.
He's first-time caller. So what is his question? Did you screen him at all?
Okay. So, yes, of course, I screened him. So, all right, so basically, like I said, we have Ron up next, and he's a first-time caller, Cindy, and he is tying the knot in a month from now. Okay, so Ron and his husband have been looking forward to this day, but Ron is now starting to get the jitters, and the reason why he's getting the jitters is because, by his own admittance, he has had very, very poor examples of love and a functional love. You know, he had very, very narcissistic parents. He had a sister, you know, or has a sister whose marriage was just, you know, a debacle basically. And he's very, very concerned that he's putting in a lot of effort to not bring those poorer examples into his current relationship. But now that his nuptials are around the corner, he's a little bit nervous about that. And he'd like a little bit of advice saying, hey, listen, how do I get rid of these jitters? And what can I do better to make sure that when this day happens, it's just the greatest day of my life and that I don't go down those roads that that my family members did. So here we go out
great.
To Ron in Florida. Hello, Ron. You're
Hello.
On the air.
Hello, everybody. It's such a pleasure to speak with you.
Well, Ron, you found it to the right place because for someone who's never called into our show, you have just summed up what we talk about on almost every show, which is how we always have to relive our parents' marriage unless we bring the pattern forward and see what we're doing, okay? And part of it is, you know, like you're – you know, you're a very, 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 very old soul, okay?
Yes.
You know, you've had a lot of lifetimes. This isn't your first rodeo. What's your birth date, just the month and the day? You don't have to say the year, just the month and the day.
April 8th.
Okay. And, you know, you've had a lot of lifetimes. And you were born into dysfunction to end it, okay? I'm sure, you know, if God asks you to do this again in another lifetime, you're going to say, hell no. But you were born into it to end it. And I love the way you said you have two narcissistic parents. We tend to call them the unfixables here. Narcissists are always very manipulative people, whether they're sweet manipulators, bully manipulators, guilting us manipulators, liars, tell half-truth. But they manipulate. They're highly judgmental of others. And they're not accountable for their behaviors, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Those traits in a person over the age of 25 make them very unfixable. Yeah, it's not impossible. They, you know, maybe there's a 10% chance they could change for the better if they don't have an addiction. If they have an addiction,
right,
we're down at 2%. And these people would have to earn a miracle to change for the better. Okay, I've yet to see these kind of people earn a miracle. But so you would raised by unfixable parents. Now, it looks like the person you're marrying from the cards here, that he's a very good person. Are we in agreement with that?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, he's not an unfixable.
Amazing.
Okay, he's not So first of all, you're already not going to have your parents' marriage because he's not an unfixable. You're not marrying one of your parents. Okay, I'm
correct.
Sure you've done that in your earlier life. I'm sure you have picked mates who have been unfixable.
Yes.
I'm sure you
yes.
have tried to fix the unfixables. Did you get that
absolutely.
Out of your system now, Ron? Is that out of
completely.
You now?
Completely.
Okie dokie. So if,
and,
I'm glad that you know that.
Years of sobriety, that helps as well.
Right. Well, first of all,
28 years of sobriety.
Yeah, that's important because oftentimes when people are born into dysfunction, they tend to abuse drugs or alcohol or different things
yes.
trying to, like, not heal issues because once you get sober, you can really start seeing what you need to see. And in the past, you haven't always picked the best men. Okay, I call it the princes that become the beast. Okay, and now we have to see the pattern in your subconscious mind that might have made you a magnet for unfixables, or why you needed to be with unfixables, is because when we're little, we look at our parents and we think, if I were married, they'd be lovey-dovey. I'd know how to fix her. I'd know how to fix him. I'm a fixer. We get a little bit bigger and wonder why the hell they married each other in the first place. Well, one or both of them was the princesses and princesses that became the beast. And we pick a prince that's 10 times worse than our parent trying to fix them. So if you've gotten out of your system picking the kind of people that are unfixable, you're already 12,000 steps ahead of not living your parents' marriage over, okay? And I'm glad that you're getting a little jitters. We haven't actually had anyone called in like this in 12, 13 years of doing this show, but you're smart, okay? Because what happens is, when we get married, just the very act of getting married, all of a sudden activates something in our subconscious mind again, and all of a sudden we'll start having the same fights our parents had. It's like in transactional analysis they call running an old tape. We don't even know why we're fighting. Like all of a sudden, an hour later, like how did we get to Z from here? Like we went from A to Z, but I don't even know how we got there. So I want you to be a little cognizant if you see that pattern where all of a sudden you're having some stupid fight about something that you don't even care about. And, you know, 10 minutes into this fight, you start saying, wait, what am I doing? I need you to say, look, I'm running an old tape. I'm having one of my parents' fights. Apologize to your husband. Say, I don't know what's happened. Let's just start over, okay? And nip it in the bud. Also, you've learned certain dysfunctional behaviors when you're raised in a family like you were, and that's the persecutive victim triangle, dysfunctional triangle of behavior. You want to make sure you don't step in with that with your husband, where sometimes, you know, he needs rescuing and you try to rescue him and then it doesn't go well and he starts persecuting you and you start feeling like a victim and it goes around that stupid triangle of dysfunction. Try not to rescue him. Don't have him rescue you. You know, be there to help, also be careful of falling into the pattern of being nasty. Like, it's funny with marriage, because it was an arranged marriage for most people in the past, you know, up until recent times, that marriage meant there was no way out but death, and I could be nasty as all shit if I want to, and you can't leave. So people learn to be really nasty in marriage, okay? And it's not just your parents, by the way. Like, it goes back through their parents. Everybody's nasty, okay? So, you know, you should never say anything to him that you wouldn't say to your best friends, okay? Like, you know, we never tell our friends, you know, you look stupid or fuck off, because we wouldn't have any friends, okay? So we have to learn to, like, watch our words. Are you cognizant of that?
Yes. That I have to be careful what, because I'm missing a second gear sometimes. So I go from first gear to third gear, and it's like, oh, why did you go there, Ron? Stop. Yeah.
Right. And just learn to almost have a safe word that you say with each other, which could be just crazy, you know, like the crazy is just in my head right now. Okay. And remember, like, marriage is supposed to be a pajama party with your best friend. Okay. That's what it should feel like. And, you know, being aware that just the very act of being married, because it does activate that part of our brain in which we start to relive some of the dysfunction, you know, is just being aware of that breaks the pattern. He's a really nice guy. You're a nice guy. Two good people together. Love is actually fairly easy. He does what he's supposed to be doing. You do what you're supposed to be doing. I also got the soulmate cards on you guys. You guys have a really strong soulmate connection.
Yeah. I knew it right when I looked into his eyes. I'm like, you're the one.
Well, you see, that's called recognition factor. Okay, you had that.
Yeah.
You recognized him. And you recognized him through his eyes. I like the way you said that, because the soul, you can register the soul through the eyes. And the DNA is also in the voice when you hear the person talk. So it's in the eyes, it's in the voice, and you know it right away. It's not a choice, soulmate love. It's just there. And you had that. And, you know, I can see you have a very – and soulmates have a very strong heart connection, soul. They bring out the best in each other. Mind, they like to talk, and a body connection. You have all those points. Sadly, soulmate love does bring up unhealed issues. I know you've done a lot of your own inner homework, which is great, but certain issues can only surface in a soulmate relationship. So if you see some of those fears or issues surfacing – know that's part of the process of healing. And don't think, well, you were fine before he came into your life. No, you weren't. And if you're having something that you don't understand, just say it. Like, I don't know why I'm behaving this way or what's going on. Just communicate is the key. I mean, I don't, you know, it's funny because I don't see any reason why you should be nervous with this. Like, everything, all your ducks look in a row. But it's just that fear that we're going to fall back into those dysfunctional patterns that we learned as children. And it's very easy to do that, okay? You know, I see it with a lot of my clients. They don't even know what they're fighting about after a while. They don't even remember what the fight was about. You just go off in these tangents with something, okay? And all, there are that many different kinds of fights, okay? There's jealousy fights, worry about money, being nasty, somebody cheating or fear of cheating. And people argue about the stupidest thing, how to fix something, who broke it. So, so his parents' fights might be very much almost word to word like your parents' fights were. And all of a sudden, the two of you engage in this whole big fight that you don't know where it happened from. And again, if you're just aware, and you can always tell when this happens, because you stop yourself and go, well, what triggered this? Like, what are we fighting about? How do we get here? You know, and if you're just aware of it, you know, it looks like you're going to have a great marriage. How long have you been with him now?
5 years.
Okay, now, Nicole's laughing because in our show we talk about how relationships work in 5-year cycles. Okay, so so here you are at the 5-year mark. You should be getting married because you're supposed to go to the next level. Okay,
correct.
2022 is supposed to be a really great year for, you know, older souls. So, you know, getting married now, starting your love in the 2022 year, it's really going to blossom. There, you know, do you guys want children in the future?
Well, we're both in our mid-50s, so I would love to adopt a foster child. He's kind of more cautious about it, but we're kind of discussing it.
Okay, because I wasn't really seeing, you know, children here, except your spirit guides did say the word child. It's like, you know, out of your love and you want to share that happy family, this,
right.
You know, this feeling to adopt might naturally evolve even for him as well. Okay. So keep that in mind. It's something that, you know, if he's willing and you're willing, it would be wonderful to share some of that love and that happiness.
Yeah.
But you're also older now. You know, you're not going to make the same mistakes you would have at 20, 30, 40. The greatest love affairs really do happen to people 50 and over. They've learned their big mistakes. Okay.
Yes.
They don't want to do those again. They've also smart enough to know when you don't get a soulmate every day. Maintaining a soulmate love takes work.
It does. I've kissed a lot of frogs, and I'll tell you what, I'm tired of kissing frogs.
Well, that's how you finally get to the place where you recognize unfixables, you run from the hills for them, and again, you know, have you lived together, the two of you?
For the last year. Yeah.
Okay, so essentially, you've already been married, because a marriage is a business arrangement, a love affair, living together. But I love the way you're getting nervous just to sign that piece of paper, because like clockwork, when you sign that piece of paper, all of a sudden your parents' bullshit all starts coming back again. It's like, what? So, when you see it happen, just laugh. Go, holy shit. And part of it is because we've judged our parents, even if they rightfully deserve some of those judging of their actions. But you have to learn to forgive your parents, not their actions. Forgive them as people, because if we don't forgive them as people, and in Aramaic, the language Jesus spoke when he walked the earth 2,021 years ago, meant to untie the karma, untie the victim consciousness. Until we untie it, we will be what we judge. So kind of don't judge them. And, you know, what I'm just seeing is wonderful things in your cards. Actually, you have a very good five-year period opening up called the Chariot. Anything you want is yours. You know, you have a grandfather who passed. Do you remember him at all?
Both of my grandfathers, actually three of my grandfathers. I had a step-grandfather.
Okay, this is one that really liked you a lot. Do you know which one that would be?
That would have been my mother's father.
Right. I mean, he's rooting for you all the way.
Cool.
He's one of your main spirit guides, and he's been assigned to make sure if you start running old tapes or reliving your parents' marriage, he's going to kick you in the head from the other side, okay? Like,
I'm used to those kicks, so it's okay.
He will give you a nice kick in the head, and you'll be going, okay, Grandpa, you're seeing this mess here. We're not going to go there, okay? So,
right.
Everything looks really, really, really good in your cards. And, you know, can you do us a favor and call in again once, you know, you're kind of, like, settled into your marriage and your fear is, like, totally because you're smart enough to realize, whoops, something changes when you sign a piece of paper, you know? And what changes is just the fact that all the dysfunction that goes with being married just seems to come up. But with the two of you, it looks like to me you've worked out most of the kinks already. So,
yeah, we've actually done a really good job, and he's been incredibly patient, you know, with my character defects and me with his. So it's actually worked out really well.
Yeah, remember, there's no perfect people. Okay, we do the best we can. Humans are like incredibly flawed beings, okay? Incredibly flawed, you know? Even Jesus said at the end of his life, I didn't realize how flawed human beings were. It's going to take at least 2,000 years for them to hear my true messages, okay? It's like humans are flawed. And sometimes a sense of humor goes a long way. And also, I'm going to conclude a little bit of your reading is, be careful how you say things. If I was to say to you, oh, darling, could you please put your dishes in the sink? You would say, of course, because everyone wants to help, don't they? But if I said, put those dishes in the sink, I just gave you an order. Okay, you're probably going to tell me to go fuck myself, okay, because I gave you an order.
Well, not the first time.
Watch how we say it. You know what I mean? Asking someone to help, please, and don't forget, please and thank you. And when someone, he goes shopping or picks up things, thank him. You know, say thank you for doing it. People don't have to do these things. So if someone's made you dinner, you say thank you. You know?
Exactly.
You know, and we forget.
But if I made you dinner, you need to do the dishes. Say thank you.
Right. And you're going to say, and you say, would you please do the dishes? You know, like just learning to say please and thank you and bring our manners. It was a long way. And also, once you start talking disrespectful to someone, it becomes a very bad habit. Okay.
Exactly.
And it takes soulmate all the way down to what we call cellmates, toxic. And if it continues, humans are creatures of habit, you'll just continue in that. And after a while, it gets harder and harder to break that habit. So, you know, apologize. You know, we can't always be perfect, but as soon as you catch yourself, say you're sorry and you're going to try to do better, you know, things like that. You know, I'm so glad you called in.
Well, thank you so much for your advice and your support. It was so cool. And it was so cool to be hearing that lady, what she needed, and maybe able to assist.
And you could hear it. Everyone needs a little help, and it's really good to ask for it, you know, to find. And if you trust in divine guidance, because, you know, you really need it, you know, basically what we talked about with you is pretty much the summation of my book, Grant Me a Higher Love, and what we try to do is make sure we maintain that soulmate love, that we don't destroy it, because only 1% of people maintain it. They tend to destroy it pretty quickly. And so it's working at it every day, being aware and, you know, appreciating it. And you have to trust that you guys are soulmates. That comes from God, someone who died. They want this to work more than anything.
Okay.
And they sort of just said, just call, realize, you know, to lighten up a little bit about it. And remember, it's supposed to be a wonderful party. It's a celebration of your love. And relax that day, too. I remember when I got married to my husband, TJ, like the catering hall, you know, the people were up my butt the whole time. I'm like, did I tell you that I do not want you coming over to me? You are to serve my guests. I don't care if you drop the wedding cake. I don't care, okay? I just wanted to have fun, okay?
Not forget the most important part about your wedding. Not only were the caterers up your butt, but you also were late to your own wedding.
Yes, well, that's because we had a nor'easter, and when I got my hair done, I was stuck in Sunrise Highway for 45 minutes, and I could have started doing my makeup in the car, but I refused to do that. I said, I'm going to do it at home, and people will wait for me because it is the cocktail hour. And the caterer got so nervous, said, aren't you paid for it? It's all paid for. I will be there, okay? Stop calling me every minute.
My dinner was circulating. After the first hour, we were like, are you sure she's coming? I'm
I was 45 minutes late. I was 45 minutes late. There was no first hour. There was no first hour.
After 40 minutes, we were going, is she coming?
I know. I was saying, is she coming? Is she coming? How stupid were people? You know what I mean? How stupid were people? You know what I mean? I mean, it is a nor'easter. There is an accident on Sunrise Highway. I am not getting, I mean, stuck in one spot for 45 minutes was not pleasant. You know, it was, I said is I refuse to let it ruin my day. I will get there and I will be calm. It was everyone else that was crazy. It was like, be calm. So, you know,
will,
be calm. And you know, people got
try to relax.
Try to relax. Well, thank you for sharing your story with us.
And
thank you for your wonderful advice. And I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And Ron, don't forget on that day, too, take it in.
Yeah.
There's so many people that go and they spend hundreds of dollars on flowers, and they spend thousands of dollars on just so many different things to come up with, just like this, you know, huge ornate event. And then, unfortunately, it's gorgeous, but at the end of it, it goes mm-hmm. so fast they can barely remember it. And that's one thing that, that when I got married, my wife and I did, you know, did we took several steps back and we just soaked it up and we took it in and we remember our wedding. You know, we had a fabulous time. So just do yourself a favor and don't have a wedding just to have a wedding for other people. Really let you and your husband just take it all in and be like, wow, this was a great day. And build your memories from that day, not from the you know, the hustle, you know, of the day, not from all the chaos of the day, just of the fact that you guys, and, you know, listen, it's called like it is, you know, you guys are in your 50s now, you know, you're not kids anymore, and you're getting married, and that's fantastic, you know, you've gotten all of your mistakes out of the way, you know, and you're doing this for, you're not doing this for money, you know, and you're not doing this, you know, because you're youthful, you know, you're doing this out of genuine love. You know, so just enjoy it. You know, smile and just enjoy it.
Excellent. Great advice. Thank you so much.
Well, good luck to you. Bye, Ron.
Blessings to you, ladies. I really appreciate your show, and thank you so much.
Bye.
Good luck.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Aw, what a nice man.
Oh, my goodness. I hope he calls in again.
I loved him.
He's so adorable.
Oh, yeah, and it's such a good question and such a, you know, a legitimate, something that you just need to hear, like, yeah, you're doing the right thing, it's all, and what he's feeling is very normal, by the way. It's very normal.
You know, sometimes people need to hear that, too. Sometimes people need to hear, listen, this is perfectly natural, you know, this is not out of the ordinary, you know. Sometimes you need to know that you're not the first person to go through this, or that you're not alone going through this, or that there's not something wrong with you for going through something. You know,
and it's also how people feel when they're buying a house. They'll call, you know, they're freaking the last minute. All of a sudden, they're panicking. They don't want to do it. And I'm like,
you know, it's a big change, right?
And they start all of a sudden like thinking everything's wrong with the house, and they don't want to do it, and they're all panicked out, you know. You know, it's a big change. You know, humans by nature are scared of change. You know, it just is a little. It's still scary. You know, and. But that's so nice. I really love that he has a soulmate.
And I really do. And first of all, I love it when men call in.
Did Suzanne get disconnected? There was a Suzanne.
I did have Suzanne, and she's gone now. But ironically enough, Cindy, speaking of big changes, we do have, for the last 12 minutes of our show, Amanda Fest. She is calling us from across the country, and she just uprooted her entire life to do something new. So let's check out Amanda, because she wanted to talk to you before she left. And I'm like, you know what, babe? I saw this when it was too late. Wasn't meant to be. Call us when you get there. So now she's there, and she's just checking in. So let's say hi to Amanda Fest. Hello, Amanda. Yes. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hello. So tell everybody about you're in pilot school. How is it?
Oh, my God, I love it. I'm so happy.
It must be fun. Is it fun to do classes? Is it fun, the classes?
What?
How are the classes?
Oh, they're great. Honestly, they're great. I literally just spent the last five days, you know, pretty much at the airport, and I'm happy as a clam. Yeah, I'm so happy to be going back to school for something that I love. I'm so happy to be here. You know, I love it here. I drove all the way across the country, not knowing if this was going to be something that I was going to like. And honestly, I love it here. I really do.
And tell people, like, you just threw that. I threw across the, she drove all by herself. From New York to where are you now?
So I am, it's called Gig Harbor in Washington. It's about 25 minutes from Seattle. I'm on the West Coast, like all the way on the West Coast.
Wow, and she did that all by herself.
Like if you went any further west, you'd be in like Japan or something.
Right. I mean, aren't you proud of her that she did that all by herself?
Oh, my God, yes. I said it from the start that I was like, ballsy doing that, first of all. You know, I mean, some people won't drive out of state by themselves, you know, let it go to cross many, you know, from New York to Washington. You really, and she took the scenic route, too, because all of a sudden she's like, oh, yeah, I'm in Oklahoma. I'm like, you're going to freaking Washington. Why the hell are you that far south in the first place? Like, for those who are geographically challenged, Oklahoma's right above Texas. Washington is across on the northwest side. The top.
And why were you in Oklahoma?
Well, so the reason why I went out of the way before, you know, going to where I was going was because I visited some people on the way. I visited a friend in North Carolina. So the very first day that I left, I got up and left at like 5:30 in the morning, and I got to North Carolina at like 2 in the afternoon, and then after. I drove into Tennessee, of course, which, you know, I love Tennessee. So that was a treat. And then, I stopped in Missouri. And then I stopped in Oklahoma to see one of my partners I used to work with in the fire department, because she moved out there like 3 years ago and she loved it. So I went to visit her. And then the rest of the trip, I was pretty much by myself just exploring and, you know, just seeing the country for what it is. And,
wow. First of all, she's going to be a pilot, so I guess she has to be able to go far away and not be scared. I mean, that was probably the test that she's, you know, going to be able to fly across the country.
I would hope that a future pilot would be able to go far distances alone.
Right. So we're so proud of you. And how are the people? Are you making friends?
Oh, yes, I am. People are really nice out here. people are really nice. A lot of the people here have never been to New York, which is kind of funny. You know, and they would never really expect me to be from New York, because from what they've heard, people from New York are not so nice. And they're like, well, you're really nice. And I was like, oh, yeah, thank you. Where are you from? And I was like, oh, I'm from New York. And they're like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah, really. It's so funny. I just sit there and I laugh.
I'm so glad that you did this. Now, Amanda, you know, we love to put her through because she's a person that has this way of manifesting what she wants. For those listeners who may be new to our show, she was terrified of flying, and now she's a pilot. So, you know, we can overcome our fears, a little courage, a little knowledge. You know, she learned the knowledge about how to fly, how to do this. So, you know, maybe her message to people out there is, if you want to be trying something but you're scared, go for it.
Just do it.
Give it a try. And, you know, don't be afraid. And, yeah, you know, take a calculated risk. She was smart. She'd taken a lot of private classes before she went to sign up to be in a school to be able to be a pilot for the airline. But she really, and you've been doing this now 2 years or a year and a half? How long?
Over 2 years, a little over 2 years now.
Yeah, so 2 years. So she's following her passion. And when you follow your passion,
yep.
It's, you know, that's, she's going to have a wonderful job. And so we're very, very proud of, you know, very proud of you. And what time is it in Washington right now?
Right now it is 4:53 right now.
All right. So even with the time difference, you remembered our show. Wow.
I did.
That's amazing.
I did. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That is totally amazing that you didn't forget about our show, you know, and
of course not. Why would I forget?
Wow. And, you know, please call in again and let us know how you're doing, and, you know, study hard, work hard. Do you get to fly the planes? Are you doing that yet?
I've been flying, and also doing the simulator, but, it's, you know, it's a little bit of a challenge because obviously I'm, you know, I'm flying a, you know, a different aircraft and also, you know, different systems as well. And, you know, no less than a different airport that I've never been to. And, you know, so I'm pretty much learning everything, you know, I'm pretty much learning everything at once right now. So, I mean, it's a challenge, but honestly, it's exciting. And, you know, I'm happy to, you know, I'm obviously in an apartment with, I have two other roommates who are also in the same school. So, you know, they're a little further in the program than me, but, you know, but they've been very helpful. And, you know, I'm very thankful and happy to be here.
Wow. And we're so proud of yourself. Nicole, aren't you proud of her? Doesn't she seem amazing to do this?
Well, I've actually been in touch with her on the journey. So,
oh, how did
I? Yeah, Amanda, I've been texting since
she
left.
She was asking about Instacart.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been Facebook stalking her, and I've been seeing all these things. And at one point, I yelled at her because I asked her a question, and she's answering me. I'm like, wait a minute, because I saw a video on her, Facebook come up, and it was obviously her driving. And I was like, wait a minute. I'm like, come and join, not texting and driving right now. And she's like, no.
No, it's my dash. It was my dash cam. Come on.
Well, listen, I just wanted to make sure, but you were already, you know, holed up in Oklahoma at that point. So,
wow.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I'm very
sorry.
Impressed with, you know, with just listen, you know, you wanted something, and you know, come hook or crook, you made it happen, and that's amazing. And a lot of people should take a cue from you, you know, to just not be afraid and just go for it. You know, if
you
don't
should,
go
yeah.
for it, you'll never know whether or not you could have gotten there. You know,
exactly.
You'll spend the rest of your life wondering what would have happened
now,
if you did take the chance.
The theme of the show, we had Allie, who had the courage to move to Florida and start over. And then, you know, then we had Ron, who's getting married, a new beginning. And we have Amanda, who's going to be, and what do all these people demonstrate? Courage. You know?
Courage
yep.
to try something
That's
new.
Right. The ability to
That's
do
right.
something and fight fear. You know, we can't always stay in our comfort zone. You know, some people don't even want to, like, drive, you know, two towns away. They get scared, you know. Sometimes we just have to expand, you know, our world. We have to get off the sidewalk a little bit and, you know, go in the street and get out there. And, you know, and notice we've been in COVID and, you know, during that time, Amanda learned a new skill. Like, we all could be learning things during this. Life wasn't supposed to be put on pause. It was supposed to be continuing to go forward. But, you know, it was pause a little bit to re-choose. But once you're choosing again, it was time to start building that foundation. Because, again, by time Amanda gets into the year 2022, she will be ready to build on everything that she has built on. So remember, that's the year that, you know, everything we're doing is going to either manifest positively or negatively. If we're not doing anything, you know, eventually that's not going to be good. It's moving forward with our lives in whatever direction we're supposed to be going. But I am so proud of you, Amanda, so proud.
Thank you. And I mean, you know, you of all people know, Cindy, how much of an uncomfortable situation I was back home. And, you know, it's just like it's great to, you know, to be actually going to school. And, you know, I'm sitting here and like I can actually study in peace. And, you know, like I actually want to get all my assignments done so much so that I am actually ahead. I'm ahead in all my assignments and readings. And, you know, it's wonderful just to, you know, just to be able to, you know, get stuff done. And, you know, I really am. I'm so happy. I'm so comfortable here. You know, I don't have somebody like, you know, yelling at me all the time. you know, so it is, I'm so very, very happy. And, you know, it's just, I feel like everybody deserves to be the level of happy that I am right now. And, you know, it's out there. You have to, you know, have some courage, but you know, it's out there. You got to go find it.
Wow. Well, I'm so glad we got to finish our show on you tonight with a happy, upbeat for everybody. And since we're getting into September, it's new beginnings for a lot of people. People are back in school. A lot of people have gone back to work. And, you know, just wishing everybody a happy September. And, you know, thank all of our listeners tonight. And thank you, Nicole, for your feedback as well. And, you know, good luck, everybody. And we'll all speak next week before Block Talk Radio knocks us off the air. Bye, everybody. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye.